We're heading to the movies this week and two new action thrillers. I couldn't think of anything better for this week. Jason DeRosso, good morning.
G'day, Fran. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. Let's talk first about Everest. It's about an ill-fated climbing expedition, and there's an Australian connection here.
Yeah, well, this is based on a real-life ill-fated climbing expedition, which was very much an Antipodean affair. And we've got the Australian actor Jason Clarke, who people might remember from, well, he really first came to my attention in Zero Dark Thirty. An excellent actor. He's playing the real-life New Zealand expedition leader, Rob Hall. But it's a sort of star-studded film, this one. It also stars Josh Brolin, Jake Gyllenhaal, fellow Australian Sam Worthington.
It's a big cast.
Yeah, Robin Wright and Keira Knightley play a couple of sort of anxious wives waiting by the phone at home in America and New Zealand as things start to go really pear-shaped on the mountain. There's also Emily Watson playing a kind of mother hen figure with a bit of an over-egged New Zealand accent, I must say, but she's sort of, you know, holding the fort down at base camp. But this is a really exciting movie, I think, that I knew nothing about the actual real life story on which it's based, but about halfway through, as things start to get, you know, really dicey on the mountain and bad weather, you know.
Spoiler alert?
You do get that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach, though, that this film is going to be one of those things, one of those ones that sort of when the end credits roll, you're going to get those obituary photos.
Mm.
And indeed, you do. I mean, not everyone dies, so it's not a complete spoiler. Look, in a sense, it's a pretty sort of cliched script. The script, you know, machinations aren't particularly innovative, but the actors are just so good. They make it all work, and the action's wonderful. The sound design is wonderful. I'm going to play you a clip which just gives you the sense of all the hell and fury that's being unleashed on this mountain with these guys and one Japanese woman climber, all tourists who have paid Rob Hall big money to climb the mountain. Let's have a listen.
Those of you who dare face their dreams, venture consultants offer something beyond the power of words to describe. And why don't we describe it in the brochure? Because it's mostly just pain.
Yes.
Put it simply, guys. Human beings simply aren't built to function at the cruising altitude of a 747. Okay, once we get above here, above the South Col, our bodies will be literally dying. And I mean literally dying. It's not called the death zone for nothing, guys.
There was Jason Clarke. He's giving all the climbers a pep talk there. It's actually a different clip in the show. I play a clip of a particularly disastrous moment on the mountain, and you get a sense of this wonderful sound design. But I think what's interesting as well is that because it's based on a true story, it occurs in the mid-90s when private companies were just starting to run these commercial climbing expeditions up the mountain. So there is a kind of allegory lurking in there about what happens when human greed comes to bear on a limited sort of natural resource, and Mother Nature delivers the, you know, mother of all smackdowns, really. But a good film, Everest.
Okay, great. Also out this week, Sicario. It's a film about the drug wars with the Mexican cartels. At the centre of this is Emily Blunt. What's her role here in the drug wars?
Delicate old young Emily Blunt, who plays a kind of SWAT police commander.
Really?
Who's used to, kicking down doors, but very much sort of front line in law enforcement. She is headhunted by this kind of mysterious organisation. They might be CIA, they might be something else, really. All we know is that they have authorization from, you know, the top office to go and fight the cartels using various dirty tricks. Really interesting film, fantastic thriller, beautifully made by the French-Canadian director Denis Villeneuve. I think what's really interesting about this a bit is that in a bit like Zero Dark Thirty, a bit even like Apocalypse Now, this is one of those films that asks you to imagine how America reacts when it perceives the foe to be absolutely crazy and kind of beyond any sort of reasoning or logic. And how America reacts is that it gets even crazier, and it kind of divests itself of all the sorts of checks and balances and virtues of, you know, being American and being a kind of beacon of liberty in the world, you know, in order to fight this foe.
And okay, so this is not a film of sort of moral solutions.
No, it's very much a film of kind of moral quagmires, and we're asked to sort of see this world via Emily Blunt. Blunt, who isn't really quite sure why she's on this mission. And she keeps, of course, asking, what are we doing? Why are we doing this for? How are we able to break all these laws? Because it's definitely a film. I mean, Sicario means in Spanish, but also in Italian, actually, it means hitman. And this is a film about extrajudicial killings and all sorts of dirty tricks. And she is continually asking, how can we do this? And I think that question runs through the whole film, and the film articulates it in an incredibly exciting way, I think. It's definitely my film of the week. It's sneaking around the country this weekend and on full release next weekend, Sicario.
Sounds great. Sicario and Everest, two action movies, action thrillers from Jason this week. Thanks very much, Jason.
You're welcome.
Hear more from Jason. Are you interviewing anyone from these movies on The Final Cut?
No, but I've got M. Night Shyamalan, the great sort of horror movie with a twist director, talking about his new film, The Visit.
Fantastic. That's The Final Cut tomorrow morning at 11:30 right here on RM with Jason.